customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, hi, O. I was calling regarding a charge on my credit card that my bank is trying to dispute with you all.
All right, so I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Elizabeth Hill, 3113 North 16th Street.
Okay, just a moment.
They said he sent me something. I'm receiving it. I haven't received anything. Y'all just charged my card.
Right, so I show you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. Terms and conditions explain that
no,
you would also be.
I didn't sign up for to win a vacuum. They sent me a thing said I won the vacuum already.
Right.
And to sign in and to claim it.
So it actually was a sweepstakes. That's why I want to provide clarification so you can have a better understanding. As of now, it's not a when it was a sweepstakes that they allowed you to enter, and of course they sent additional information after your entry letting you know if you've won or not, which is explained in the terms and condition. So it also explains you're not guaranteed a winner when you do submit the entry, but I apologize for any misunderstanding. I mean, I understand that you that was a misunderstanding, but I'm explaining to you now what you did sign up for.
Okay,
so your account is already canceled. That's effective immediately. So there will be no future charges. Everything is canceled.
Okay, I canceled the account. I canceled the account. But you all charged me for something I didn't get.
So it's a valid charge based on the terms and conditions, even though you didn't receive anything. It's an app, so you don't physically receive anything. It's an app you download to your phone.
Okay, the girl told me that they were sending me, I was getting some kind of, they were sending me a product, a fooding product.
It's not a food. That's what I'm explaining to you, ma'am. They don't send food. It's not Grubhub or DoorDash. It's a meal planning app, such as Apple Music, Spotify, Netflix, all of those are apps. It's an app you download to your phone. It give you recipe guides, things of that nature.
They never sent me anything about an app. I didn't get no information.
You have to download the app, and it was sent via email.
From where?
The app store.
My email. And I request them to send it again.
You are familiar with the app store, correct? On your phone? That's where you download the app.
They didn't even tell me to go and look for no app. That's what I'm saying. You all just started charging my card.
Look for
and
didn't
tell me to do nothing.
So I apologize for any misunderstandings, ma'am. Everything is canceled. Is there any other further questions or concerns?
No, the bank just trying to find out. They want a proof that you all sent me, and they're gonna get that proof because I don't have it. The girl told me they sent something to my email telling me to download it. Now, this is what the girl told me for the product.
That's what I was
sent to me. Okay,
right.
But we went through the email to look for it. There was nothing sent to my email.
And you checked the inbox, spam folder.
That's what I'm saying. They need to send it again.
Okay.
They need to send something again because the bank needs to prove that the bank don't even have proof y'all sent me anything. So they're going to dispute it. Y'all going to return my money back. So they even saying they don't have, why are they taking your money? I said, I don't know. It was a sweet statement. I didn't get nothing, no proof of getting nothing. And the information I gave to the bank is showing where y'all say that I was a winner. Not saying I was chosen to be a winner. It said I was a winner.
That's why we explain also to read through the terms and conditions. We provide those for you
to
review through.
Later.
It doesn't have. Yes, ma'am. It doesn't have to explain it to you. You have the option for yourself to review through
y'all
that information.
Y'all tell somebody they're a winner, sir, and then later on y'all come back and tell them you wasn't a winner.
And all together, we don't even deal with the sweepstakes. Just to clarify for you, ma'am, we don't deal with the sweepstakes. We just deal with the meal planning service. So any information as far as if you were a winner and any of that information is sent by email. So we wouldn't be able to tell you if you were one or not. Only thing we can tell you is, of course, the membership you had with us is canceled.
Well, the sweepstakes people shouldn't have said I was a winner on there.
I mean, I understand what it says. We don't deal with the sweepstakes, so you would have to take that up with them as far as with, you know, you're a winner or not. So the charge is valid. I've submitted a full refund for the latest charge. Well, actually, hold on. Before I check, double check. So actually, we're not able to issue any refunds. I will have to apologize. So when you signed up, you went through a verification process, verifying any charges.
It's non-fraudulent. They didn't send that today's after.
So I'm not able to issue a refund. I will have to apologize.
So y'all can't send me no refund.
No, ma'am. It's going to be valid.
I got to still go ahead and fight this.
You will. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a shame. And then y'all didn't send me. Well, can you send something for my bank to see? Will y'all send me to download something?
So I submitted it up for them to resend the email. But so you should be receiving that within the next 24 to 48 hours. That's not a problem.
So you sent them for them to send me an email.
I submitted it up for you. You'll get it back in the next 24 to 48 hours. I'm sorry, repeat the last part for me.
Okay, where are they? What email are they sending to so I make sure to look for it?
We have the one that's on file, eannhill@yahoo.com. Is that a valid email address?
Yes, that's a valid email address.
All right, so you'll get that back within the next 24 to 48 hours, and that's going to be for the email that was sent out as far as with your enrollment.
So, okay, she was saying when I download that, they supposed to have been sending me a product. That's what the $39 was for.
All right, they don't send out a product. I've already, you know, clarified that for you. It's not DoorDash, Grubhub. They don't send out food to your address.
So I'm paying $39 for the app.
It's an app, correct.
That's what I'm paying, $39 for the app.
Correct.
So y'all charged me 2 months in a row for an app.
Correct.
And that was y'all going to keep charging me every month for the app that I downloaded.
Correct, which was explained in the terms and conditions that you would be billed for. So I resent the email for you. Can't submit a refund. I do apologize.
Also, because I didn't have that, they didn't give me none on the way I ordered this. Where I did the thing, there's nothing on there saying anything about the term and conditions.
The terms and conditions go back to the place where you signed up, and you'll see it at the bottom of the page. It's highlighted for you. Click it, and the information I'm providing you also there for you to read through as well.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't have all that on up with me.
It does, ma'am. I have the site in front of me, so I do show where you signed up, all of the information that was provided. It was on the website.
All the information I provided was my credit card information. That's the only thing I provided.
I understand what you input, but I also have the website in front of me where the terms and conditions were provided. So go back on the site where you input your information.
Okay, the one that you have where I signed that also sent a copy of that to the bank of seat.
Okay, I've already submitted up. Is there any further questions or concerns, ma'am?
No, because they won't
prove
that I signed. Well, I didn't sign anything.
If no further questions or concerns, you have a good one. Thanks for calling customer support.
All right.